Global HR News is on the air. This is Ed Cohen coming to you today from Old Town San Diego. GlobalHRNews.com is a popular site for news and information for global HR directors U.S.-wide and globally. Our guest today is Bryn Herbert, founder and CEO of Move Guides, and she's also authored an article which we're publishing on GlobalHRNews.com. The article is called How Gen Y Consumers Are Reshaping HR and Global Mobility. Let's welcome Bryn. Hello, Bryn.
Hi there. How are you today?
Great. Thank you for being with us. We're reaching you in London tonight, correct?
You are. So just about dinner time here in London.
So briefly, what is Move Guides?
Move Guides is a online portal for employee relocation and global mobility. We specifically work with employees who are moving either internationally or domestically using a lump sum payment.
I see. And with regard to the lump sum payment, do the companies recommend or dictate or suggest various service providers for the employees to spend that lump sum on?
No, we actually have a very extensive network of suppliers. So all of our suppliers are fully vetted, and we run them through a comprehensive due diligence process internally before they join our network. And then we actually make the selection and the booking of the suppliers totally transparent. So employee who has the lump sum payment goes onto our portal, and they select which suppliers they want to book a service, like household goods shipping or bank account opening or home search. The prices are transparent. We have customer reviews and bring them into the relocation space pretty much for the first time ever.
Okay, well, thanks very much for that quick overview. We'll come back to Move Guides in just a moment. I want to focus in on Gen Y, Generation Y.
Sure.
So a lot of talk in HR circles revolves around Gen Y. Do you think it's possible to talk of the needs and expectations of an entire generation with any degree of accuracy? What is Gen Y to you?
Well, technically, Gen Y is the generation born after 1980. I think it's very interesting because they're the first generation to have been raised in an era of mass connectivity, have the internet as ubiquitous. People in Gen Y have international networks of friends and contacts, have been very exposed to travel internationally grown up, and that's quite different from previous generations. And that's really colored. They engage with their friends, with the world, and with their careers. And I think that's why it's such a big topic in HR circles at the moment, because it really is a very different generation and also the largest generation since the baby boomers to enter the workforce.
Yeah, it's quite amazing, isn't it, how it's cyclical in that regard. We X and Z, generations X and Z, where they go? And now all of a sudden Gen Y is everywhere.
Well, they're still in the workforce. I think a lot of management level folks are from Gen X, and probably some baby boomers also still. But I think one of the big shifts happening in the workforce is the emergence of Gen Y. So by 2025, about 75% of the workforce will be from Gen Y, and that's a really significant change to what we have now for organizations and what that means for how they attract, retain, and move talent. And that was one of the reasons why we created Move Guides, because we saw an opportunity to bring innovative technology, a new type of solution to organizations to support their Gen Y employees.
Well, I'll tell you, I really value this conversation with you and the information and the innovation that you have obviously implemented. And so it's all about technology and Gen Y being comfortable with technology, having grown up with technology. It's a tool. It's not anything else. It's just a tool, correct?
We actually work, we call it a managed lump sum. So the way that standard policy works in the corporate space is that they pay a cash allowance to an employee who is moving, be that internationally or domestically. The employee goes onto our system. Now, they do have a full use of the phone. They can ask us questions. We do planning calls with some employees, but that's really quite rare. The employees that we're supporting, they come onto the system, use it themselves. They relate very well to self-service business models, and they like the closed marketplace aspect of it. We also have a real-time live chat, and our move managers respond to email quite quickly. Communication with customers is weighted toward email and live chat, and I think that's just a comment on how Gen Y likes to transact and likes to get information, which is pretty different than previously.
Yeah, so just to draw a distinction, previously it was, of course, a slower process, and it was also sitting in a room in person. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think a lot of the existing solutions and solutions that have been in the market for the last 10 to 15 years have focused very much on an individual supporting someone moving abroad, so a consultant having phone calls with the transferee or the assigned moving to a new country, really kind of holding their hand through the process, limited use of technology, meeting them at the airport. And when we were researching this, we heard lots of stories about the younger generation of employees sort of saying, you know, I don't want someone to pick me up at the airport. I kind of want to find my own way, or I don't want to take a phone call. I'd rather just use Google and research, but that's kind of inconvenient. So we kind of took both sides of it and put it together. So we do have a one-stop shop, effectively, where people can learn about their destination city, plan their move, and book services with reliable suppliers. And if they want to, they can always reach out to one of our move managers. What we think are three very important things for Gen Y, and that's autonomy, transparency, and choice. And our research says that those are three things that really values. It's important for organizations to give them tools and give them service providers that offer them those qualities.
Yeah, interesting. So let's talk about Gen Y for a moment. Are you part of that generation?
I am, yes. I was born in 1984, so definitely right in the middle of it.
So now, about Gen Y as consumers, and you being
sure,
a part of the generation, I hate to generalize, but I guess we have to start somewhere and then go down to more specifics.
Sure.
So Gen Y as, quote-unquote, professional consumers, you've been marketed to through TV and computer, online, everywhere. Everything is quite commercialized. So as a professional consumer, what do you think this means with relationship to companies today, working as an employee in companies today, as well as buying services, goods and services? What does Gen Y think about themselves as professional consumers?
That's a question that I could probably answer for quite a long time, so I'll try to give you a bit of a summary. It's very interesting, actually. So we've seen a lot of changes in the enterprise software space and in solutions that organizations use, like Salesforce.com and Box.com and various other areas of organizations. And a lot of those businesses have been driven by employees who wanted to use similar things that they're using in their personal life. You know, Yammer is a very good example. So people like Twitter, they like social networks, and the social networks came into the organization. I think it's important in light of the increasing Gen Y presence in organizations to provide them with solutions that give them some of the same qualities that they crave in their personal life. So letting them bring their own laptops to work, their own mobile devices, giving them some spare time to experiment with new products or things that they might be interested in, giving them the opportunity to pick maybe where their international assignments are and to manage that on their own and pick their own service providers. And I think that that will be really critical for organizations attracting and also retaining Gen Y staff, because it's very clear that, contrary to a lot of other generations where people have had lifelong careers and had a lot of loyalty to an organization, Gen Y seeks a lot more meaning, and they seek fulfillment. And organizations can do a lot to help their employees have that fulfillment if they give them tools and technologies that help them to feel the qualities that they want to feel.
So let's jump aside a little bit and talk a little bit about you. Were you a college graduate in the U.S. or in the U.K.?
Nope. I grew up in the U.S. So I grew up on the East Coast in Massachusetts, and then I went to Yale University undergraduate. And pretty much right after that, I moved to Hong Kong, where I worked investment banking. So that was where I got my itch for living abroad and encountered lots of other people, I guess, with the same itch. And then I worked in Singapore and India and then came to the UK to do my MBA here.
And so at Yale, what was your major?
History, actually.
What fascinated you about that from a current point of view? Looking back on that, was that a good choice?
I think what I focused on was a little bit more contemporary to the opening of China and how they attracted capital and developed their economy and that sort of thing. And I thought that that was very relevant for a lot of other emerging markets, and that was one of the reasons that I moved to Hong Kong. So I think it wasn't quite so much history that interests me, but more kind of economic history related to the opening of emerging markets.
I bet working in Hong Kong at such a young age was pretty interesting.
Yeah, fascinating. I had a lot of exposure to a lot of different countries and traveled quite a bit for work and also personally met some really, really fascinating people.
Right. And how is Singapore different from Hong Kong?
I mean, they're quite different. We used to sort of joke that Singapore was a bit like Bermuda and Hong Kong was a bit like Manhattan culturally. So Singapore is much more laid back and much slower pace, but similar kind of expat vibe and expat scene. I really liked living in both of them, but they are definitely very different from the personal perspective.
So I'm looking at your bio here, and it says you've been invited to speak at number 10 Downing Street, and that is quite an interesting thing, I bet. That's quite an honor, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, to speak might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but it was I was invited to breakfast there. So one of the wonderful things about London and the UK right now is that the government is very involved in a lot of high-growth tech businesses. So they're doing really great things to support the development of technology companies in London. We have an area that we call Tech City. So after we raised our funding round with some pretty high-profile investors, I was invited there about the funding that we had raised. So it was really, really exciting.
Okay, so now looking ahead to the transformation in many large organizations in particular that are transitioning from baby boomers through to Gen Y, do you see a movement, a flattening out in structure as part of a generational shift?
Yeah, I think that definitely comes with it. I think Gen Y, myself included, seeks that fulfillment that we talked about earlier. And often that means having the ability to have a meaningful impact on the dialogue that's going on in an organization, share their opinion, and really be able to have some sort of demonstrable impact. And I think that is certainly driving a smoothening out of hierarchy because organizations sort of have to retain their up-and-coming talent.
Now, I want to zero in on something that we talked about real quickly earlier in this dialogue, and that is treating large organizations rather than treating younger people in a paternalistic way to treat them as quote-unquote consumers. Would you like to comment on how Gen Y views organizations and what they expect from organizations today and tomorrow?
I mean, I think the key thing is that they expect fulfillment. So they expect organizations to give them a platform to fulfill their goals. They very much can be one and the same. And I think that's the key thing, aligning the organization's goals with the fulfillment that Gen Y staff needs. And that's why you see a lot of the development of things like the 10 or 20% time at companies like Google and LinkedIn. And you see a growth of international assignments where people can see different cultures and develop personally. And you see things like bring your dog to work movements or bring your own device to work movements. And I think that that's very important for them retaining and attracting that talent.
Of course, there's all kinds of governances and compliance that go along with those liberalizations. So it's going to be interesting to see how the legal situation evolves too. But more so, it's a way of managing and an attitudinal shift is what you're talking about as I see it. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And autonomy, I think, is a really big thing. So a lot of the tools that you see gaining traction in organizations, and we're a perfect example of that, are allowing individuals to make decisions about their own career, their own delivery of services. So in some cases, that will be, you know, what provider is actually shipping my household goods. In other cases, that will be, you know, what is my personal goal professionally at this organization? I'm going to put this milestone in an HR software, and I'm going to help my own roadmap to get there rather than my manager saying, I want you to be there. In other cases, that will be using some kind of software like a Yammer or a Salesforce, which brings some of the features of the consumer web, like a clean user experience and positive use there into the organization so that employees can engage with that. And I think really about that ownership and that autonomy.
Well, we've been talking with Bryn Herbert, the founder and CEO of Move Guides, a one-stop shop for international relocation. So sum up once more, how do people get a Move Guide, or how do they get in touch and utilize your services?
So we have two different types of business that we serve. So we have a consumer business. So anyone who's moving pretty much anywhere in the world can go to Move Guides, that's MoveGuides.com, and can come onto our site. They can plan, compare, and book any moving services. We also have a corporate business, and that's probably more relevant for your audience, but we sell our software on a license basis to our corporate partners, and there's lots of different levels of service and modules that come with those. We can customize those organizations, customize the suppliers, co-brand them, and that's really kind of the bread and butter of our business. And we work with some of the largest corporations in the world, all with great feedback, and always looking for more.
Well, that's fascinating. Bryn Herbert, thanks for being our guest on Global Radio Talk Show, a service of GlobalHRNews.com. This is Ed Cohen signing off from Old Town, San Diego. Mm-hmm.